Okay, we're learning the Gemara's Kasha from Geneva. The Gemara asked from Gezeres HaKasev, Mikol Amad Yom HaChatzim Shem Shlichus HaSrabai Vatanya B'yada Yen Liyela Yada Gage Chatzei V'Karfifu Minayin Tamalayim Eimati Simatzei Mikol Makim. This is the kasha we learned last week, that it's shayach by geneva, two types of geneva. There's one geneva biyadai, when someone steals something, biyad. And there's a second geneva, which is gage chatzei v'karfifa. And the Gemara asks that if it goes to b'tar shlichus, say shlichus v'aravera. So I pointed out to you Rashi, gage chatzei v'karfifa minayin. What's the hechetimtza of geneva, which takes place with your rishus? So Rashi says in nichnasham v'nal b'fan ha'lagayim v'ashu chayiv. That how are you a ganav with the rishus? That if it goes in and you lock the door, you're chayiv. Now the Rashi here is something of a chiddush, because let's say a metziah blows into my chatzer. Let's say I have a hefker animal goes into my chatzer, and I'm standing there. So I'm kind of, as long as it's mishtameres, I don't have to close the door. I don't have to do a maisa. If I'm standing next to the chatzer and something hefker blows into it, so I'm kind of. And the truth is, if it's mishtameres, I don't even have to be there. But certainly, even if it's ain't a mishtameres, if I'm standing b'tzid, if I'm standing there and something hefker blows in, I'm kind of. Right? So why by geneva does Rashi say nal b'fanel? Rashi says an animal came in and you locked the door, so you're a ganav. What's the difference if he did lock a door? He didn't lock a door. If his chaver's thing came in and he has a mind that he wants it, he wants to steal it, it should be geneva. Shouldn't that be geneva by itself? You have to have in mind that you want to steal it. Is that true? Is that the only way it's geneva? Somebody else's thing comes into my house, and b'machshava, I want that it should be mine. Let's say the mailman throws something into my mail slot that's not mine. I see it, you know what, I want to keep it. So I'm not a ganav, I have to do a kinyan to become a ganav.
In other words, you just see my name, the other guy can get it.
No, without a machshav, it's nothing. If someone blows into my rishus, and I don't think it's nothing. Question is, could a person be a ganav with machshava alone? If something comes into my rishus that belongs to someone else, and I'm thinking, you know, I'm going to keep it. I'm not going to return it. Does that make me a ganav?
If you can have an amira, it's still not a ganav. Even if I tell Eden right there, I say, I'm trying to keep it, I have to give it back. It's cool. I didn't do much. The fact that I'm not letting the other guy get it, the other guy's coming running at it, try getting it. I said, no, you can't get it. I'm locking the door. You can't get it. That's what I'm
saying. The Ktsais understands in Rashi, like David is saying, that even though by Kinyanim you don't need a Maisa, by Kinyanim I don't need a Maisa that it should become mine, nevertheless, by Geneva, a person needs a Maisa in order to be Chai, to become a Ganev. She needs a Hezbra. I don't know why it's so pushed to you in Svara. If in Kinyanim I could be kind of something to own it totally with just Machshava alone, why is it that when it comes to Kinyan and Geneva, I need a Maisa?
I didn't steal it. I didn't steal it.
I wasn't kind of it. If something came to my Rishus, why am I kind of it? I'm kind of with my Machshava. If it's a Chotzah, Shayna Mishtameres. I'm kind of because I want to be kind of it. So why, if it's Kinyan and Geneva in the same chatzer, there's also an animal going into my rishos, but here I have to be nal b'fanel.
You're doing two things. You're taking it away from the eye, and you're taking it away from your rishos. Hashem came by something after, or when you find something, just going into your rishos.
Okay, I like this, what you're saying. It could be that's the Hezber. There's an old Claire. Evan Oslo's clear. If Geneva, what's Geneva? Geneva is taking it out of the other person's rishus, or taking it into your rishus. It's hachnosa into your own rishus that makes a Geneva, or is the fact that you're taking it away from someone else that makes it geneva? What's the nafkamina? You'd be taking from the other person's rishus. I don't mean the other person's physical property. I mean the other person's ownership, control. Rishus, we use the word rishusai, it being his under his control, and you take it into your control. Right? Nafkamina is hagoinev min haganev. Somebody steals from a ganev, whether he has dine kinyane geneva. Someone steals from a ganev, he has kinyane geneva. Everyone knows the words hagoinev min haganev potter. I think everyone heard of it, right? What does it mean in the Gemara? Hagoinev min haganev potter means you can go steal from ganovim? Huh? Therefore, Hagoinim and Haganiv. So you can steal from Ganavim Lachatchila. If you're going down Manhattan and these guys are selling you the radios and the things, you just take it and drive off. No. You can't. Hagoinim and Haganiv. The Gemara says Hagoinim and Haganiv Potter means Potter Mekefo. You don't pay Kefo. That's Posh Pshat in the Gemara. Rather, it is a Ktsais. On Hagaynim and Haganiv Potter, the Tzais is in Simen. Write it down. I think it's early in Simen Lamedalad. I'm Gimel Lamedalad. The Tzais that says that Hagaynim and Haganiv, besides being Potter from Kefil, you have no Kinyone Geneva. A Kinyone Geneva means Yechayiv Ba'insim. Right, Haganiv will steal something, Yechayiv even Ba'insim. The Tzai says Hagoinim and Haganiv is not Chayiv and Oinsim. Because he's part of Hagoinim and Haganiv Potter. He's not Chayiv and Oinsim. This happens to it, the first Ganiv is Chayiv, not the second one. So, and the Chazaynish is Matmiyah. The Chazaynish is Matmiyah. And the Tzai is Nar Sameach. That it's not true. Hagoinim and Haganiv, the only difference is you're Potter from Kefil, Xeris HaKosov. Why should a ganav and a ganav be potter from Einzim? There is a regular ganav. So the way we usually understand this, I think Devin Ozel says this, that the Ktzais holds that to be a ganav, it's not enough you took something into your rishus. You have to take it away from its owner. To have kinyane ganeva, it's not enough that it becomes mine. I also have to remove it from the owner's... Ganeva is taking it away from its rightful owner. Hagoinim and Haganiv, he didn't take it from its rightful owner. So the Kinyane Geneva don't apply to him. You only claim it, Altsdine Ganiv, to be Chayiv Ba'insim, if you take it from its rightful owner. If you don't take it from its rightful owner, then not. The Ktzais says this not Lagabi our Rashi. This is a Ktzais early in Hilchis, in Chashim Mishpat. He says Hagoinim and Haganiv is. It doesn't have kinyan gezeila, presumably because of this hasbin. Now, I would understand that the same goyiv min haganiv, the same ktsais is l'shitasei. The ktsais in a couple of places, medayik from this Rashi, that a ganiv has to do a maisim. The way we're learning Rashi, the ktsais in shimem ches of cotton bays and the resh mem gimel of cotton yud in both places. Is medayik from Rashi that you're not a ganev without a maisa ganeva. But just a machshava to steal something, you don't become a ganev. If something's in your property and you say, I want to keep it, you say it, you think it, you're not a ganev until now, but for now, you have to do something. Until then, you don't have kinyone ganeva, and you still have to return it. We're not saying you're allowed to keep it. But the kinyone ganeva, we're talking about kinyonim, kinyone ganeva, that you don't have until you close the door. The Ktsais, it would seem, fits well as Shitasai. The Ktsais holds Geneva is to take it away from its rightful owner. It's not enough that it becomes mine. You have to do something to take it away from its correct owner. And therefore, it makes sense that just because Hefker, that blows into my Rishus, I'm kinda. Just because of that, so that doesn't automatically mean that by Geneva, if it blows in my Rishus, I become a Kinyani Geneva. Geneva requires more. To have a Shem Ganev, you have to take it away from its rightful owner. So Mamela, that's the Pshat stomach. That's the Pshat here in Rashi. That if you don't do something, you're not a Ganev. A Ganev is someone who takes something away from somebody else. You're not taking away from somebody else. You're just, you want to be kainit. Wanting to be kainit is not a ma'isik ha'neiva. So that would seem to be the pshari in Rashi. It comes out of chiddush in Rashi that without a ma'isa, you're not a ganav. That's what seems to come out.
Rabbi said another pshat last week that it's only referring to kefil, and the Rashi of Unbav on the day is mashma that it's the same Rashi says, but he says mechayim kefil. It's the end of his rap. The end of Rashi has those two words in.
So you're saying maybe you do have kinyan ganeva.
But it's only what Rabbi says. How do we know that it's considered the other that you have kefil? If you have to do a ma'isa, mashma is the Unbav on the day.
Well, the fact that Yechayev Kefil is not a chiddush, you're saying what he means over there is only the Gabi Chiyuve Kefil. So it could be that's how those who argue with the Ktzais would tackle learn. Let's think a different Mahalach in Rashi. Rashi just wants to make a Mishtameres, he says he closes it. Right. An animal could run, but okay. The point, anyway, of the Ktzais at least, the Ktzais holds that kinyane, that to be a ganev, you have to do something to take it away from the original owner. You have to actually do a maisa to take it away from its original owner, and without that, you don't have a din ganev. There's a Ktzais in Shimem Ches who brings. From Taisvis, it's actually not only Taisvis, the Rosh also on the Yomid Aleph. By Kinyan Arba Amis. We learned that Kinyan Arba Amis is a Takana de Rabbanim. The fact that you're kind of with your Dalit Amis and a Simta and Rishas, or in a Tzidei Rishas Rabim is a Takana de Rabbanim. Taisvis, the Ramaskal Arba Amis, said, Begineva like Tekin Rabbanim. By Geneva, the Rabbanu were not misak in Kinyan Arba Amis. Kinyan Arba Amis is only Chazal who made the takana for honest people. In the case of Geneva, Chazal were not misak in Kinyan Arba Amis. So the Ktzai brings from his, he says it's his grandfather, the Vadani Melech, he brings that he asked the Kasha, he says, why does Taisus and Rosh have to say, Geneva, you're not Kaina with Dalet Amis? We pass, there's no Dalet Amis B'Shusarabim anyway. B'Shusarabim, there are no Kinyanim of Dalet Amis. So if there are no Kinyanim of Dalet Amis B'Shusarabim, so there's no, what's the Hechetimtza? What's the Havamina? Ganav can be Kaina with Dalet Amis. That's what Dani Melo says. So what are you all going to tell me? Right? The Kasha seems not to make sense. Again, the Dani Melo says, what Tais is saying? That there's no Kinyani Geneva. They were Misak and Dalet Amis. We passed in, there's no Dalet Amis Bishas Aram anyway. Well, they freaked the Dani Melo. So the Shach says he doesn't understand what he's talking about. There's talking no Dalet Amis Bishas Aram, but there is Dalet Amis on the Tzidei Rishas Arabim in a Simta. So we're talking with someone steals in a Simta. So there's no Kinyan Idala, there's no Kinyan for Geneva in the Tzidei Rishas Arabim. Like, what was the Madani Melech talking about? The words of the Madani Melech, the Shach says, don't make any sense. So the Tzais, of course, has to defend his grandfather. So I was wondered why every time you find in a tshuva someone quotes a Zayda, he always ends up that a Zayda was right. Like, was he honest and he wanted to get to the right answer? Huh? Well, funny thing, like Rabbi Avadya Yosef, he brings the Sfardic Minig, the Ashkenazic Minig, and he declares which one's right. He always ends up the Sfardic Minig is right, almost always. A funny thing? Huh? The Satmar Rebbe has a tshuva on Sneus. He's Masupik in something. How's he going to end up? Huh? How come? How come it's always that way? Huh? So the reason is that Rav Tzadik writes about this. He says that everybody has his own Tenuas HaNefesh in Avodas Hashem. Chazal say there are 12 Mahalchim in Avodas Hashem. Each Shevet has his Mahalach. They're Taka different Mahalchim. And the tenuas ha-nefesh of a person generally is kafi a certain mahalach. So each mahalach is his mahalach. I guess for a Zayda, yeah, I don't know, it's something. But it's funny, they bring their father, they sometimes argue with them. But the grandfathers, they, no, it's emes, no? The shach brings his father a few places, and usually he argues with him. But the Zayda...
Rashi and
Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, yeah, they fought all the time. Okay, anyway, the shach wants to defend. Now, this is a peladik akasha. It's like a very stark akasha on the Medani Melech. It's like you would say, Tosat Fusasan, what's the Medani Melech talking about? Again, the Medani Melech says that this Tosfos is no nafkamina. He says, there are no kinyani geneva of Dalet Amis. Medani Melech says, who cares? There's no kinyani rishus around me anyway. It's a pella. You have Dalet Amis and Tzidei rishus around me. No? So what's going on?
If the Tavis is there, then that Tavis belongs to the previous Tavis.
Okay, unless the person is there first, then the Chayfetz comes in. If the Ganav is there first,
yes,
then he brings the Chayfetz. No, if I'm in the Dalet Amis first, and someone else comes into the Dalet Amis, it's still my Dalet Amis.
Yeah,
so
how would it be kind of, it could only be kind of a Dalet Amis and
Hefker. Oh, that's because we passed and there's no Kinyani Geneva. But if there would be Kinyani Geneva, then what would be? So the Ktzais answers the Medani Melech. Why there's no nafkamina? Based on our Rashi. He says, what's the case? Tell me a case where I'm standing in Dalet Amis and I'm chayiv al kinyane geneva, I'm stealing by having something in my Dalet Amis. He says, Mama Nafshach. The only two possibilities. Either the thing came into my Dalet Amis on its own, or else, I pulled it into my Dalet Amis. Right? Those are two possibilities. It got, how did it get here? Right? If it was here first, it has its own Dalet Amis. I don't get Dalet Amis. Kalim of a person also get Dalet Amis. So it's got to be, I have my own Dalet Amis, and something of someone else has got into my Dalet Amis, and I want to steal it. So what's the case? If it blew in on its own, so Rashi says, you know, there are no kinyane geneva. If it came on its own, I just want to steal it. No kinyan geneva anyway. Elomai, I pulled it into my Dalet Amis. I'm standing in my Dalet Amis, and I, whatever it is, I pull with a long rope, I pull somebody else's behema into my Dalet Amis. So then I'm kind of with Mashiach anyway. Mashiach l'rishusai is kind of kinyan geneva. If you're Moshe Sam to your Rishus, you're a ganev. So the Medani Melech was right. How do you ever have a hechetimtza of Kinyane Geneva in Dalet Amis, Mimonavshav. If it came in on its own, Rashi says there's no Kinyan Dalet Amis. And there's no Hechetimtze that you lock the door in front of it, there's no locked doors in Tzidei Rishus HaRav. And if you pulled it in, you're kind of with Mashiach anyway. So what's the Hechetimtze? So Bishlama, if there would be such a thing as Dalet Amis in the street in Rishus HaRavim, so I could hear that if I pull it, it's not Lushusi, it's in Rishus HaRavim. So I could hear such a thing. But there's no Dalet Amis. There's no Kinyan Dalet Amis Rishus HaRav. Has to be Dalet Amis that you can control. But see, there's Rishus HaRav. So what's the Hechetimtze? If it comes on its own, it's not Geneva. And if I pull it in, then it's Geneva, it's Mashiach. So Medani Melech was right.
The owner away. What's the difference if I lock the door and
let the owner in, or if I take a stick and I tell the owner, yeah, you leave this thing here and keep going? You
think you would chase the owner away? That's a Maisa Geneva. Locking the door is not a Maisa Kinyan. Just the mice that shows that now I'm taking
the shmira.
It's the same thing. I'm locking the door,
I'm
taking the stick,
and
I'm locking the door, I'm locking the door with the stick. And
the
mice that I didn't kinyan is the kinyan
Dalet Amis. I'm not sure if chasing away the owner is kinyan.
I
can't say
such
a
hechrach that
I'll ask
a kasha on the ktsais from that. We're not talking about a case that we're close to the front, it's not a case of an animal where the mashikha, someone was a kiss Shabbos.
Yeah.
There's no mashikha by a kiss. That was the whole point. You said we were Megara, that's why you had no Hakbal beforehand. And now, once you bring it to Rishus HaRav, then you did the Hakbal, you had Dalet Amis. He says, Mr. Ksai, no, there's no Dalet Amis.
Okay, let me first tell you, this is what the Ktsai says. The Ktsai, he says this as a teretz to explain the Medani Melech. The Nesivis, this is all in Resh Mem Gimel, the Ktsai is of Katan Yud. The Nesivis says, no, I do have a Hechetimtze. If the animal walked on its own into my Dalet Amis, and now I grab it, it shouldn't walk away. If I agree, I'm typhus it. It shouldn't walk away. Or he says, I give it carrots. I give it peris. It shouldn't walk away. So then that would be a maisa geneva. So that's a chiddush to me, as I think tzais. That's a maisa. Holding the animal in place is also a maisa. I have no kashas on it. But as I state, I mean in the sivis. The sivis holds, holding it in place is a maisa. Mestam de ktsais held, that is not a maisa. Just holding it, it can't go away. Mestam held is not a maisa. Like it says, if somebody is underwater, someone kills him by not letting him come over above water. So he's not chayav misa. He's a koyim mitzicha, he's not a retzaya. So same thing, if I hold an animal, it can't go away. Who says it's a maisa geneva? So, locking a door is a maisa. I take a door and I close it, I lock it. Just putting my hands on the animal so it can't move, that's not a maisa. It is, it's a shmira on the animal. It is a kenyan.
I'm holding it. Not only can he not even walk out the door, he can't even move around. Was this any worse? It's even better than locking.
Okay. I would have preferred to say a teretz, like you started saying. I don't know why Tzais Nesivis don't say it. We have a klal. That dover shadarkai behagbah ain't nikna b'mishicha. Tosis says a few places in Shas and Kedushin Chafhei and above Basra that a dover shadarkai behagbah ain't nikna b'mishicha. Let's say I want to steal I want to be kind of a necklace, and I do mishicha on a necklace. I'm not kind of a necklace is darkai behagbah. Dover shadarkai behagbah is not nikna, right? So Tosis asks. He spoke this out. Tais says you can only do one kinyan on a necklace. You can't do. You have to only the best kinyan. So we mentioned Evan Ozel's teretz that Tais holds that it has to be hayraz bailus. You have to show bailus. And dragging a necklace is not hayraz bailus. A gair kiss is not hayraz bailus. In Cain, I would say that you know when it's an afkamin if you have kinyan dalad amis. By Geneva, it's a nafkamin if I do a mishicha into my dalar amis of an object which is ain darkei b'mishicha. So I'm not kaida with mishicha. So now Taisis is very important. Is there a kinyan dalar amis by Geneva or not? L'chair, it's such a pasht to teretz. Even Tzvi thought of it. And why don't the Tzais Nesivis, Emadari Melech, and Shach, why don't they say this? It's like to us, it's so pasht. It could be the Shach, he understood this guy, he just didn't write it. But the Tzais Nesivis have this clear. How's the Shach, Kinyan Geneva, and Dalar Amis? If you pulled it in, it's Mashiach anyway. Why don't they say what seems to us to be a Pashto Teretz? So I don't know. Okay. It's not such a great Teretz that would say it's a Chiddush. It seems like such a Pashto Teretz. It's. Well, Tais could be talking about Shasaram, not Tzidei Vishasaram.
No, I'm not saying
that. But it's an example of a kiss. So Lamaisa, I don't know, but Al-Kapanim, we do see here in the Ktzais that the Ktzais nemdon fi ikala halacha like Rashi, that if I'm my Dalet Amis, and something comes into my Dalet Amis, and I just want to be kind it, and I just want to be kind it, with just machshava. So even though by hefker it works, if it's a lost $20 bill in the street, it works. But, or even shalai b'das, we said it could be. But by geneva, it doesn't work. By geneva, if you have a machshava to steal it, it also doesn't work. I'm just thinking now, we once spoke about if someone has a pekudin, if someone gives me something to watch, and I put it in my closet, and then in my mind I decide I'm not going to return it, am I a ganav? Remember we spoke about this once? Oh, was this year, last year, 2 years ago? What? So remember what we said? If someone gave me a basketball to watch, I put it in my locker, I said I'm not returning it. I become a ganav? So I don't know, it says you have to swish away sholach bayad. Vice versa, you need shlichas yad to become a ganav. Just my shovel along that. If you change your mind back, okay.
Also, 20 times.
Yeah, that'll be enough.
The Gemara says the 20 times standard must swear
Okay, Taina Tanis Galev could be as a Maisa Geneva, but Taina's Galev alone, it's not just words, it's a
Hebrew Tibetan. Obviously, if he's planning to swear, he has a mind to keep it. Why does he need to swear? He already had a mind to keep it.
Why does he have to become a Ganav? He has to, in order to be chayiv kefil, he has to swear. Yeah. Else he's not chayiv. Okay, could be it'll fit well with this.
Right.
That without a maisa, it's nothing. Even if you say things, it's nothing. If it's that way by Pekod, and if it's very nicely by Pekod, you need shalosh shalachti boyad. You don't swear shalosh hoiseli machshava lignoiv, because machshava lignoiv, you're not a Ganav. Only shalosh shalachti boyad, you're a Ganav. Okay, the Gemara continues. So Gemara is a kasha. Eishlech l'dvar aveira. So Gemara now offers two ways out of it. Amar Ravina, Ravina first. Hechi amina eishlech l'dvar aveira. Eichad d'shlicha bar chiyuvahu. Only when the shliach is a bar chiyuv himself. Abba b'chatzin v'la bar chiyuvahu. M'chayiv sholchai, why? What's the svara? Again, only if the shliach is a bar chiyuva, habachot labich bar chiyuva hu, then yesh shliach. So Rashi said a svara here, no? See Rashi bar chiyuva hu? Rashi is a very glad to svara. Why, if the shliach is not a bar chiyuva, should it be any different? So look at Rashi's svara. Bar chiyuva hu? We're going to come back to this Rashi probably tomorrow. Let's look what Rashi says. Bar chiyuvu sha'afu muzer ala davar hasam pata shaleach damrin alei divrei arava divrei atama divrei mishaymin v'hoi alei la'saisai. So Rashi says, what's the svar in shliach dvar aveira? Because if I make a shliach, he shouldn't have done it because he's mechoyiv. So the person I made a shliach is himself not mitzvah. So then the shliach la bar chiyuvu. So shliach la bar chiyuvu, then yesh shliach dvar aveira, because then he'll listen. There's no divrei rav, divrei atam, divrei mishayim. So therefore, we say yesh shliach dvar aveira. That's what Rashi says, because divrei rav, divrei atam, divrei mishayim. So mitzvah Hashem tomorrow, in the later piece of Gemara, we're probably going to come back to it. Just agav, I want to mention to you that this Rashi, l'chayra, bashkaf rishayna, is not like Tosis yesh shliach dvar aveira. I mentioned to you last week that this Taisa seems to say the sugi is not going with Divrei Rav, Divrei Atam, Divrei Mishaimin. Because then what's the Havamina by a Chotzer? By a Chotzer. So Taisa said, because we'll Yalach Mishkut Echutz. Rashi sticks in Divrei Rav, Divrei Atam, unless Rashi means now at this point in the Gemara is going with Divrei Rav. And the Havamina, the Gemara is going with, like Taisa says, the other Limudim of Ein Shlech Advar Aver. At this point, where it's mechamis, that's Pshat Rashi. At this point, that they were being mechalik, being bar chiyuv and lam bar chiyuv, and now we're going with the svar of the maskon of that gemara of divrei rav and divrei atam. What?
Does everybody do the maskana?
The gemara certainly says it at the end. It's certainly a maskana. If it's the maskana, is not so clear. Tosfos in Kedushin says it's the maskana. Tosfos says nafkimin al gabish gashay gedim.
Rashi explains, since you're about Yehuda, why you shouldn't do it. But Lamaisa, everyone's about Yehuda. Meaning Rashi just thinks Shabbat.
Yeah, but then when the Gemara says a Chatzar is not a Bar Chiyuva, he means because there's no Divrei Rav, Divrei Atam on a Chatzar.
Divrei Rav is not the reason why he's Yehuda. The reason he's not Yehuda is about Chiyuva. What's the score of Bar Chiyuva? This Rashi can be found in Bar Chiyuva, but you can have the Bar Chiyuva no matter what.
Except by a Chatzar, which is not a Bar Chiyuva.
Either way, that's why it's not a kasha later on. The Rebbe said last time that Tosfos is explaining later on, not a kasha Rashi. Whenever it's about Chiyuv, we automatically tie. Rashi is explaining about why it's about Chiyuv.
By Bar Chiyuv, it's automatically Amin and Shlech Dvar Aveira.
Right.
By Bar Chiyuv, it's automatically, and that's what Rashi is explaining. Alright? For sure. Alright, so this Ravina Svara. Abchad Labchiyuv Mechayiv Shlechay. Om Mayata. Haimeli Shavavet Se Ginvuli. The lav b'nei chiyuva ninu hachinami the mechayiv shalchan. Very strange havamina. The havamina is that if you tell a woman to go and steal, since the lav bar chiyuva hu, so you should say yeshlech dvar aveira. Now, it's a very strange havamina, but the Gemara answers that they are bar chiyuva. Nevertheless, the havamina, the Rabbi Kivega, the Rishash, the Matmiya, How the Gemara can have such a havamina. And again, probably we'll come back to it tomorrow, but there's a Leidib Yehuda in his long tshuva talks about this. If you look at the Stipler, Simen Tes Zayin Ois Ches, in his piece on Shlichus, he says a pshat, I think he means to say it into the Leidib Yehuda, in Tes Zayin Ches, a pshat in this Gemara's havamina, which hopefully we'll get to tomorrow. But at any rate, so Gemara is Amrit Isha ve'eved b'nei chiyuvahu v'ashtami alas lo l'shluvah. It's not true that an eved and Isha are la bar chiyuvah. They are bar chiyuvah. They just don't have what to pay. That na niskar she Isha nishtachu eved chayavim l'sham. So this is all pshat and Ravina. And Isha is chayiv to pay. She just doesn't have money. And later she has to pay. Pashat. What the Pella is, that the Havamina was, the woman is potter from paying. Maskana, she's chayiv in paying. Gemara really should have said something else. Gemara should have said she's a bar chiyuvahu, that she's mitzuvah in lois igzal. If you have a person who doesn't have a penny to his name, she's la bar chiyuvahu, because he can't pay. Aisha is a woman that doesn't have a penny to her name. Gemara really should have answered, the woman's a bar chiyuvah, the Torah says lois igzal. Okay, so we'll leave it in the meantime, because that's Ravina. Rav Sama has a second teretz, and the halach is like Rav Sama. Where a person has brains to make decisions. Aval Chatzar has no brains. The Bakar Chimaisiba. Chatzar just, it's a daimim. It does whatever you do to it. Then you say, Yeshlech Devaravair, my Benai, we could Benai, okay, and Domalai li Israel. Say, Vikadish li Isha Grusha. Inami ishtam li isha akvi li katan. So in these cases, the shliach is a lot bar chiyuva. Lach li shidam a kalecha di bayavid di bayavid loy mechayiv shalchay. Chinami di bayavid loy loy mechayiv shalchay. Shidam a kalecha di shliach la bar chiyuva mechayiv shalchay. Chinami kin la bar chiyuva hu mechayiv shalchay. So Gemara here has a tremendous chiddush. We're going to have to spend a little bit of time on this Gemara. To understand, the Gemara here is saying that if a kohen sends a Yisrael to be Mekadosh and Isha Grusha, they're going to say, Yesh Liach Ledvar Avera. Because since the Yisrael is a Labar Chiyuvah, so therefore what? So therefore he has no Divrei Rav, Divrei Atav, Divrei Mishaymin. So he goes and he does it. That's the Pash Pshat in the Gemara. The Cheshman of Lifnei Iver we're going to have to come to. The Lchari can't do it because of Lifnei Iver. So we'll come to it. But first, Leidib Yehuda and Taisus. Taisus to Amal Yisrael is the focal point of the machloikis between the Leidib Yehuda and the others over the geder of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. The first part of Taisus mentions Lifnei Iver. We're going to learn the first part in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow. We do everything tomorrow. It will be a long share, but hopefully we'll get to it tomorrow. What does Rashi say? Yesh macha shul miyad, v'yesh macha shul lach hazman. But look at Taisa's second teretz, it's in timer. Mai nafkamina, bein lamandi yamari ba yavid, bein lamandi yamishlich ba chayuva, loy loki akidushin, l'rav adamar basara yuchsin, kiddush eina laika, ba'a laika. Bila, obviously, can do through a shliach. To be ba'al, it's only him himself being ba'al. Rav Shita is that you don't get Malkus Kayin le Grusha le Kayin doesn't get Malkus unless he's Bayil. So who cares now? You send a Shliach, who cares? Yeshlich Advar Aveira, Yeshlich Advar Aveira. The Kayin's not going to be punished even if Yeshlichus. Because there is no punishment on Kiddushin, on being Makadish and Grusha. So, Frak Taisvis, what's the issue here? So, Tais says two terutz. First terutz is Yeshleimer. Dechibal achakach loika afala kiddushik debuchik reish tamura. First terutz of Taisvis, Taisvis says that if a kayin is mekadish a grusha and bayol, he gets two malkis. One for the loikach, one for taking, and one for the bia. Each one is a separate malkis. Now it's a big nafkamina. If ain't shliach levar aveira, So now, when the shliach was mekadesh an isha, the kayin is not chayiv malchus. So he's only going to chayiv one malchus for the bia. Mashiach can't even say yesh shliach l'dvar aveira. So then the kayin is chayiv for the kedushin, plus he's chayiv for the bia. So he's chayiv too. So it'll be a big nafkamina. Inami yesh leimer. The aflarova nafkamina. Takin is no malchus. He's still a nafkamina. Di yesh shlichus chalan akedushin. If yesh shlichus, he's married. If yesh shlichus v'aravera, then he's not married. This second teretz in Tosis is beferish shita sanay de Yehuda, which is when you say ein shliach l'dvaravera, what happens in a case that's like everyone ein shliach l'dvaravera? Let's have a case that's a kuli alma, a case of shliach l'dvaravera. A kohen sends a kohen to be mekadesh a grusha. And we say there's a rule of ein shliach l'dvar aveira. So the shita of the chaylkim of this Rabbi Yitzchak Horowitz, his shita was that the kedushin is chal. Ein shliach l'dvar aveira it's chal. The only thing that's not chal is the einish. Ein shliach l'dvar aveira means that the mishalech doesn't get punished, but the chalois ha kedushin, that's chal. That was the shita of the Cholkim. And they held that if you make a shliach to give a woman a get bar karcha, that the get is chal. Even though in shliach dvar aveira, you're not supposed to give a get bar karcha, but the chalois is chal. And the Rabbi Yehuda said no. The Rabbi Yehuda's shita is, by a shliach dvar aveira, not only does the einish not go on the mishalayach, but also the chalais, whatever you want, it should be chal, also does not go on the mishalayach. That's the shita of the Nadi Behuda, that ein shliach edvar veira is two dinim. A, the einish doesn't fall back on the mishalayach, and B, whatever had to be chal is not chal. Nafkamina, you send someone to buy something for you on Shabbos. You send someone to buy something for you on Shabbos. It's not chal b'di'evet the kinyan. It's not yours. Your shlichus is not chal, and you don't have to buy it. It's not yours. According to the Rabbi Yisrael Levi Horowitz, it would be chal because the chalais is chal. Just the einish is not chal. So this is the machloikis between them. Now the Yehuda says, "Look, Taisa second teretz for sure holds like me." The Taisa says beferish in the second teretz, he ain't shlichus, ain't chalan akedushin. The second teretz Taisa zichal is that way. In the first teretz, does the first teretz hold the kedushin achal? Huh? What does the first teretz hold? Huh? The first teretz holds the kedushin achal. If you send the shliach. What do you say? Don't look at me, look at Taisus. Was Taisus holding the first teretz? The Yishlaimah was his first teretz. The Chabal Achakach like Afal Kedusha. The words seem to say that the Kedusha Achal, if the Kain is by a lift, it was the Kedusha Achal. He's making his Malkus for Kedusha plus Malkus for Bia.
If the Kedusha was found, if the Yishlaimah was not there, then he had two Malkus.
You get two malchus, one on the. I understand. And if you say ein shliach l'dvar aveira, then you get
one,
because dainish sicha doesn't go back. So it could be he means because there's no kedushin period. Now the Yehuda says he can learn Taisa's first teretz both ways. The Taisa's first teretz is not muchach how he holds, like you're saying. He says, Ella Shab in the Shita Mukubet says, it says Beferish, that Tais first teretz holds fakert. Holds that it's chal. Which would mean Tais is two terutzim, Adam Achlaik is Nayib Yehuda, and this is Rabbi Yitzchak Halevi Horowitz.
The Shita Mukubet says the first teretz.
It says the first teretz that even if you say Ein Shlech Advar Averik, Dushan Skocha. But the Nayib Yehuda points out that the Rambam has to hold like Tais's second teretz. So the Rambam doesn't agree that if a kohen is mekadesh a grusha and then bayal ha, he gets two malchus. The Rambam says if a kohen is mekadesh an isha and bayal ha, he gets one, which is not like Tosis first teretz. The assumption is then that he means that the Rambam is passing like Rava, that only ba'aloika. We have to check that out. That ba'aloika, but ba'aloika lafuke, that you don't get a malchus for kedushin, which knocks off Tosis first teretz. He says the Rambam holds like Tosis second teretz, and the Megla, he holds that the chalois hakedushin, that eishlechad varavera, the chalois is like Tosis second teretz. The chalois is not chal. And now this shaila, if the chalois is chal, is very yesodistic in yonei eishlechad varavera. I'll mention to you one example. As you know, in Eretz Yisrael, there are certain places on Shemitah that rely on the Heta Mechira. That they sell the land to a guy on Shemitah, and they rely on the Heta Mechira to work the land on Shemitah. Most of the places that most of us buy from don't rely on the Heta Mechira. In our circles, we don't rely on the Heta Mechira. But the Rabbanut in Eretz Yisrael does. As a matter of fact, the Rabbanut is the Shliach. Like we before Pesach sell the Chametz, the Rabbanut before Shemitah sells the land. All the different farmers make the Rabbanut the Shliach, and the Rabbanut sells it to a guy, and they have a Heta Mechira to work the land. So somebody tainted, so first of all, the Ikka tainted against this. The Tziv writes, and in the original Machlaikis, when this broke out, whether you should rely on the Heta Mechira. The Tziv writes that selling the land is worse than working on Shemitah. Working on Shemitah is an issa d'rabbanan b'zman hazeh, according to many Rishonim. And selling karka Eretz Yisrael to a guy is laisei chaneim, it's a lav, laisei lem chaniya. You're not allowed to sell land in Eretz Yisrael to a guy. Laisei lem chaniya. So therefore, besides the shaila, if the het mechiri even helps, But it's an isalav of Laisachani. So someone tied it to the Chazon Ish. That, okay, you don't hold of the Heter Mechira, and we do. Okay, your Rabbanim hold it's not a Heter, it's Laisachani. And we hold, there were Paiskim that held, that there's no Issa Laisachani if you're doing a Latavas Yisrael. Just like you give a gift to Goy Latavas Yisrael, you can sell the land Latavas Yisrael, and they held its mud. What? It's not Amnas Lahazer. Because if you have Nasla Hazard, then it would be Batul Mafreya. It's only sold, and then you buy it back after the... But, so he told the Chazon Ish, so we hold or you don't. So you hold, we're over a lav. But you should be allowed to buy the Paris after Shemitah. Why aren't you buying the Paris? You hold the Rabbanut, shouldn't sell it. And they're over a lav. Fine, they're over a lav. But Lamaisa, once they sold it, so what's your problem using the Paris? Once it's sold, it's sold. It's a guy's Paris in Eretz Yisrael. Why don't you want to use it? So Chazon Ish writes that this is totally in this Nida Behuda. How's it totally in Nida Behuda? Why? Because Bishlam, if the Yiddish farmer personally sells it to a guy, so you could say, but the Eved, he sold it to a guy, it's Chal. That's not what happens. They make the Rabbanut the Shliach. For them, to sell it for them, they make him a shliach. If you hold Lo Sichanim is an Aveira, a shliach l'dvar Aveira, the shlichus is not a shlichus. So if you say a shliach l'dvar Aveira, now the Rabbanut sells it to a guy. Is that Mechira Chal? Well, according to Rabbi Yitzchak Halevi Horowitz, even though a shliach l'dvar Aveira, but at least the Mechira is Chal. So it's what? But like the Noida B'Yehuda, once a shlich and dvar avera, once what you're doing is a dvar avera, the shlichus is not chal. So now the mechira is not chal. So the didan that we hold it's an issa loisechane. So it's not chal. This was the Chazon Ish's, it's written in the Tshuva, in the Chazon Ish, in Zeroyim. This was his taina back based on the Dayda Bihut. So I mentioned it to you again to illustrate the machloikis between the shitas. Lamaisa, the machlaikis is a long machlaikis, This Rabbi Yitzchak HaLevi Horowitz wrote back a tshuva, which is printed. The Rabbi Yehuda was tshuva ayin hey, chelak aleph, and then tshuva ayin vav is Rabbi Yitzchak HaLevi Horowitz's tshuva back. And he brings Yud Bey's rayas, he brings 12 rayas to his shita. I'm not going to go through all the 12 rayas. Some of the easy ones were from Gittin. We had in Tysus and Gittin that the husband has to make the cipher a shliach to write the get. So really the husband is supposed to write the get, v'kasa v'nasa. Really the husband is supposed to write the get. So when a cipher writes a get, he's a shliach of the husband. So this Rabbi Yitzchak HaLevi Horowitz, it says in Shulchan Aruch, Kosav get b'Shabbos v'yamtiv. If you wrote a get on Shabbos and Yamtiv, even though it's an Aveira, it's an Isidai Raisa, but it's a kosher a get. It's in Shulchan Aruch. If a get was written Shabbos and Yamtiv, it's a kosher a get. There's another thing in Shulchan Aruch. So if you write a get on Isurei Hanoah, so the Mechaber paskins that it's a kosher a get. So Frecht, he says, what do you mean it's a kosher a get? It's a Dvar Aveira. There's a Dvar Aveira. You had to make the cipher a shliach to write the get. And without shlichus, it's not chal. It doesn't have a shem get. If someone else writes a get, it's not chal. You need shlichus. We pass like Tosis, you need shlichus. To have a shem get, it has to be called that the husband wrote the get. So how could the get become a get kosher? That's also a chalois. It has to be chalon and a shem get, which means the husband wrote it through shlichus. Aitzid var averim. This is one of his rayas that we mentioned last year. Although the Yehuda says it's not such a strong raya. Why? Because. Well, push the reason. The Yehuda is right. He says. He says, who says the Shulchan Aruch is talking that a Sefer wrote it for you? Shulchan Aruch just says, Kosev Gep B'Shabbos Yantiv Kosher. Who says it means a Sefer wrote it? I mean, the husband wrote it. If he makes a Sefer, a Shliach, we have to be done. So Naivuda says it's not a Raya. Most of the Rayas, the 12 Rayas, he answered very easily. There was one Ikar Raya that seemed to us was not answered so easily. And that was, the Gemara says in Kedushin, that if someone makes a shliach to be mikadosh an isha for him, he doesn't specify which woman. He says, if he makes a shliach, be mikadosh anybody you could find that's willing to marry me, if you think it's a good Kedushin, be mikadosh. And the shliach went on his mission and he died. So it says that this Mishaleach is Osir Bakol. He's not allowed to marry anybody. He can't marry anyone. I mean, he can marry someone who's not yet born. But the whole world is a Safik Mekudosh to him. Whoever he's going to try to marry might... If that person herself is married to him, is no problem. But her sister or her mother or some other relative might be married to him. He might be marrying his wife's sister. So he's Asa Bakoil, unless you'll find someone who has zero relatives that's not Shaykh, that is an Issa. But Stamazai, everybody's Asa. Everybody's Asa to him. Frecht, so he brings a Raya, he says, 1 minute. He should be allowed to marry, when it says the exceptions, who he can marry, someone who has no relatives, it should say, someone whose relative is Yisurei Lavim, to the Mekadosh, to the Mishaleach. If someone's an Issa Lav to me, let's say I'm a Kayin, I send someone to Mekadosh an Isha, and there's a possibility he was Mekadosh a Grusha. That Grusha's sister I should be Mutter to. That Grusha's sister, why am I not Mutter to? Like the Leit Yehuda, there's no Chalois Kedusha, because there's a Dvar Aveira. So I should be allowed to marry the Grusha's sister. Why can't I marry the Grusha's sister? Why isn't that listed in the exceptions? It's a raya that b'di'evet it would be chal. That was one of the rayas that the Nabi Yehuda's answer seemed not to be understood to us exactly how he answered the raya. But this is the machlokes. How do most pesukim hold? Ruba of the Paiskim hold like the Night of Yehuda. Ramesha Negris Mesha was asked to Shaila how he paskin. He writes in a tshuva in Cheshem Mishpat that I don't want to be marach in Dinyan because it makes it sound like it needs rayas. It doesn't need rayas. Rav Paiskim already paskin like the Night of Yehuda, that the chalois is not chal. And that's the sheet of the Chazaynish I just mentioned to you. The other rayas that we paskin this way. What's a pella is that the Nesivis writes in Simen Kuf Pei Beis that Rav Paiskim hold like Rabbi Yitzchak Halevi Horowitz. The Rav Paiskim hold that the Chalois is Chal. And it's a pella, the stipler here in Simen Tes Zayin brings down the Nesivis and he writes, Lo Yadanu Mihem Rav HaPaiskim, he writes. Who are these Rav HaPaiskim? They don't like that. So we have Nesivis who holds that way. It's a significant shita. But still, Ruba de Ruba hold not that way. The Sma, Klor, is like the Neid of Yehuda. It's not only the Sma. The Sma Paskin is like Taisus. Taisus says that that when you make a shliach in Dvar Aveira, if the shliach is a shaygeg, if he doesn't know it's an Aveira, you make a shliach to do an Aveira for you, and he doesn't know it's an Aveira. Let's say he doesn't know you're a kayin. You send to be Mekadosh Agusha. Well, let's say you make a shliach to go take something. You tell him, oh, I left my briefcase in the coat room, go bring it to me. That's really stealing. The Taisa Shita is that by a Shegeg, Yei Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. Why? Because there's no Divrei Arav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishayim. Why is Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira? Because if I send someone, who's he going to listen to? He's not going to listen to me. He's going to listen to Rabbi Mishalaylam. Divrei Arav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishayim. So I didn't expect him to listen to me by Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. Because of Divrei Arav, Divrei Talmud. It's not Taisus. If he doesn't know it's an Aveira, so you knew he's going to listen to you. So then there is by Shaygeg Taisus holds and the Sma brings that Yesh Shliach Dvar Aveira. This is going with Divrei Arav Divrei Talmud with that reason. If you, so Zogt, I think the stipler writes this. The stipler says that if you go with the Svara of Divrei Arav Divrei Talmud, what's the Svara? If I send someone to do an Aveira, I think he won't listen to me. He knows it's an Aveira. So then the Nevi Yehuda is right. If when I send someone to do an Aveira, and it's not a Gemir's Das to make him a Shliach, because Divrei Rav, Divrei HaTalmid, so then the Chalois is not Chal either. If believe me, I was really Mesupik, he will do what I sent him to do, and that's why he's Shliach Dvar Aveira. So that should be true, Sai for the Yainish and Sai for the Chalois. It should be true for everything. If the whole svar of Eishlech and Varavera is because I think he won't listen to me because he's going to listen to Divrei Arav. So I'll upon him this machlokes is machlokes hapaiskim. It may well be that it's a machlokes of two shitas in Taisus, but certainly we have at least one sheet, the Taisus second teretz, which is klar, like the Neid of Yehuda. So this is a yediyah that we all should have a Gabi and Shlechet Vayavera. But tomorrow, among other things, you could look at the stipend Tezai and Ches, which it's a shame we're going to